السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah. And the topic is, to him ascends righteous or noble speech. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has created man and taught him speech. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partners in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, our prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness or taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily He, the most gloriously transcendent, states, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yut'illaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima. O you who have believed, fear Allah and speak words of appropriate justice. He will then amend for you your deeds and forgive you your sins, and whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has certainly attained a great attainment. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that to Him ascends all righteous speech, and the righteous work that we do further raises that speech. In this noble verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out the role of virtuous speech. And He also singles out the role of virtuous action that acts in accordance with such speech. And when He says, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ, when He says to Him such speech gets raised, this is indicative of the lofty rank and station that our words hold in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, seeing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised specifically al-kalim al-tayyib, beautiful or pure words, we need to ask ourselves, what is such righteous or virtuous speech, and what are its types? Indeed, virtuous speech of this nature consists of words that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, words that enter happiness and joy into the hearts of those who hear them, and words that are always from a position of truth and not from a position of falsehood. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Inna ahadukum layatakallamu bikalimatin. He says, indeed, one of you speaks a few words or a word. لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّن رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ مَا يَظَنُّ أَن تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغَتْ. He says, one of you speaks words or utters some speech and does not realize what you have attained thereby, just by these words that you've spoken. فَيَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهَا رِضْوَانَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oh, ila yawmi yalqah. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write down for such a person who speaks these words his pleasure until the day that he meets him, which could be taken to mean the day that he dies or the day of judgment. So the understanding being that this is such a great thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just some kind words, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that person salvation thereby, or has destined his pleasure for such a person thereby. Which means that we should really take account of how we use our tongues. Indeed, just as it could be just a kind word that brings a person to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then so it could be the reverse. It could be a bad word, and this could attain the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so no one utters righteous speech except that the angels are there to inscribe, and they are there to raise it to their Lord. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna mimma tazkuruna min jalalillah. He said, indeed, what you mention of the jalal of Allah, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from what? At-tasbih, wa-tahleel, wa-tahmeed, such as tasbih, saying subhanallah, such as tahleel, saying la ilaha illallah, such as tahmeed, saying alhamdulillah. All of these things will do what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they will literally revolve around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would have dawiyun ka dawiyil nahli. They will have sounds just as the buzz of a bee. And what will these words do? Tudhakkiru bi sahibiha. They will remind through their own remembrance of the one who uttered them, i.e. the person who said them. Ama yuhibbu ahadukum an yakuna lahu man yudhakkiru bihi. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, would you not want, any of you want, that there be something of them that reminds of him in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so this is a beautiful thing, that our words that we utter have a kind of, if they're righteous words, then they're literally raised up to the divine presence. And they have, in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, they have a form of remembrance of their own. And this form of remembrance then continues to remember the one and reminds of the one who uttered it. And so dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is mentioned in this hadith, is itself one of the clear-cut categories of al-kalimat tayyib, pure speech or pure words or righteous speech. And so we should make our lisan proficient with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because whoever is proficient or is profuse and making much dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that dhikr finds a settling on his heart and changes such a person. But it also makes mention of him in the highest of assemblies. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يقول الله عز وجل, Allah azza wa jal says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ذَنِّ عَبْدِي. Another hadith, أَنَا عِنْدَ ذَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. But this hadith says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ذَنِّ عَبْدِي. I am in the opinion of my slave, as soever he thinks of me. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ هِنَا يَذْكُرُنِي. And I am with him when he remembers me. فَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِي ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي. And so when he remembers me in himself, I remember him in myself. وَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتَهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْهُ. And if he remembers me in an assembly or a gathering, I remember him in an assembly or a gathering better than this. And this is many ashara. There are certain hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to Jibreel. He says, I love this person. فَأَحِبُّ. So love him. And then the angels, Jibreel calls out to all the angels in the sama and says, Allah loves such a person, so you love him. And so in accordance with a person's dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes from those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. He loves them, therefore they love him. And so he brings himself into this circle or cycle of love. He brings himself into this energy of compassion, of rahmah, and then he himself can reflect that to the creation. And so you find people who make much dhikr of Allah, people whose hearts have been taken over by the dhikr of Allah, you will find these people are beloved to other people. These people are people who, when they enter a place, when they enter a room, when their presence literally changes that area. They literally change that area, and people can sense that. People whose hearts are alive can sense that. People whose hearts are not alive, they won't sense this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions a person, this person becomes of those who are guided, the faizin. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَهُدُوا إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْحَمِيدِ. He says, and they had been guided to the طَيِّب from their speech, to the righteous of their speech. وَهُدُوا إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْحَمِيدِ. And they were guided to the path that's praiseworthy. The path of what? The path of the faizin, the path of those who are successful, right? The path of those who Allah subhanahu's ni'mah is upon them, right? And so this beauty of speech is a kind of a sign. It's an alama. It's a sign of the reality of a person, right? People are often characterized by signs as to who they are. And when a person is able to control his tongue, is able to use beautiful speech, then this is a testimony to the reality of people's hearts. And so the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the people to speech, and he encouraged people to encourage other people to that which is righteous of speech. And so the Prophet ﷺ said, "He who calls people to righteousness, من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل الأجور من تبعه. He has the reward of the like of those who follow it. لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا." And people their following and their ajr doesn't reduce in any capacity that which he deserves of his ajr. And so this is very important, that when we are acting on these things, we call people to it, but we have to make sure, and I remind myself first and foremost, that lisanul hal ablaghu min lisan al maqal, that the tongue of someone's state is more eloquent than the tongue of their words. So we call people to that which is good, but we make sure that we embody it ourselves, and we make sure we reflect it in the best of ways in our character, in our own embodiment. So it's not just calling people to words. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say that when you call people, this is a type of reward, and this is beautiful, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to often say that someone who can make dhikr and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the best of times, this is a sign that, you know, like you're distancing yourself from shaitan. There was once a person who got so angry in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his face became red. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, "Inni la'alamu kalimatan." He said, "La'alamu كلمةً." He said, "Indeed, I know a saying. لو قالها لذهب عنه ما يجد." If he was to say it, then he would find that this anger and this state leaves him. ولو قال, and if he were to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, I seek refuge from Allah, from Shaytan the outcast, then this state of anger would go. Because one of the tools of Shaytan is to incite us in our anger, incite us in our feelings. And so we need to, when we enter into these states of anger and we feel the urge to say something, we should bite that lip and go inward and seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can this imperative or this need to speak gentle words be not applicable to practically everyone, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Quran itself testifies that the Prophet Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhi salam, who were sent to Fir'aun, who was considered the greatest of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time, and they were sent to him, and Allah tells them, فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنَهُ لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى, and speak to him with gentle speech that perhaps he may be reminded or have khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Fir'aun, who these two prophets are being sent to. So if we take that as the mi'yar, the standard, then as one of the people said, he said, "I'm not better than Musa and Harun, and nor are you worse than Fir'aun." So if Sayyidina Musa was reminded, and Sayyidina Harun was reminded to use gentle words, and Fir'aun was the one who's the mukhatab, the one who's meant to be used upon these gentle words, then نَحْنُ أَوْلَى بِهَا, we are more deserved of having to use gentle words. Every one of us should look in our relationships, and starting with the most intimate, of how our use of words are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to reform, because the reality of words is that they find a place in the hearts, and they can either corrupt a heart, or they can cause a heart to be beautiful and to give fruit. And this is why this idea or this mithal, this analogy of words as giving fruit, was mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَسْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah says, have you not considered how Allah presents a example of a kalimatan طيبة, a beautiful word, as being what? Like a beautiful tree whose roots are firmly fixed and its branches high in the sky. And then says, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلُّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. This tree gives fruits at all times by the permission of its Lord. يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah gives these examples so that people can be reminded or take a remembrance. And what is the intent of this reminding or this example? That just as a beautiful word can give fruits at all times, this is so it is in the hearts of men. When we speak to people beautiful words, we are literally cultivating in their hearts this fruit of rahmah and this fruit of good opinion and this allowing them for their tarbiyah. And that's why the role of the murabbi, the one who's in the role of tarbiyah, he should pay special attention to the instruction and how he's using his words. Because a word of harshness, even people who sit in Islamic studies and the Islamic teacher says something very harsh, then this can really hurt someone, and it might even affect the way they look at Islamic studies, because they will equate the role of the subject with the teacher of it. And so every person in the role of teaching is in an amana, and they have to strive to purify their state so they do not reflect the acts, the opposite of that which they're trying to say. And all of us are in a role of tarbiyah. Those of us who are parents are teaching our children. Kullukum ra'i, all of you are shepherds in your house, and you have to be reflective. And so part of that is the role of how we use our tongues. And if we find that we're quick to anger, if we find that we're quick to lying and swearing and obscenities, then inshallah by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let's make this intention to change today. Let's put together a plan. If I say this word, I'm going to pay this much sadaqah. If I'm going to musharata, muhasaba, put together some condition that if I do this, I will expiate. And so this brings about a kind of a cognition in yourself, a muraqabah, that you start looking at yourself. What am I saying? So the next time the anger comes, the next time those words come to the mouth, there's something that flashes, a red light in your consciousness flashes and stops you from saying it before you say it. Because these things are adat, they're habits, and they can be changed. There are people who are worse than us who reform themselves to a degree that we can't recognize who they were before. And so we should never ever have ajaz, never ever have despair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's upon everything muqtadira. He can change anything, and we should know that He is the one who can change us. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability. He mentions several times in the Quran about the people of the masakeen and the fuqara, and he says, وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Elsewhere he says, فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. In other words, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. So speak to the people of poorness with, he said, appropriate kindness or gentle words, because as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, even saying a good work is a form of charity. In fact, it's even better sometimes than outward madiyah, outward materiality. The Quran says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٌ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌ حَلِيمٌ. The Quran says kind speech and forgiveness are better than charity that is followed by adha, injury. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of need and the forbearing. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to take heed of these things. As a poet said with regards to words, he said, and steer far away from words that bring pain if you wish your lot on the last day to be of gain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability on that day to be of those who look back on our accounts as the record that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah says, no word does a person utter except that with him is an observer prepared to record it. So when we look back at our records on that day, we find that that which we did was better than that which we than that which we expected. That our words are full of kalimatun tayyiba. That our record testifies to the fact that our speech was beautiful, our speech was righteous, our speech was virtuous. And if it hasn't been the case so far, make this a point of change, make this a point of tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It's not difficult for Allah to reform us, and as long as we have breaths left, we make that intention to reform ourselves. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the purest of speech, the best of deeds, and may He assist us all in the way of piety and obedience. Piety towards his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to the ability to be dutiful to those who he's commanded us to be dutiful towards. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.